Hey, greetings and welcome to Daily Inspiration here. So it's Ben Esch here again from Amherst, Virginia. So I'd like to read in Psalms chapter 1. This is maybe a familiar scripture. This is one that has been a blessing to me over the years, and I always enjoy reading it and thinking about it. And so I'd like to just read it and just remind us of it. And don't have a lot to say about it, but just to be reminded of it here. So it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." So we have two contrasts here, and it's good for us to ponder, which way am I on? What type of person am I if I had to be one of these two? The man who delights in God's law, who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly or stand in the way of sinners and doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful, or are we ungodly, unholy, unrighteous? We know God is holy, righteous, just, and just a couple of things to point out. So it starts out, blessed is a man. I don't think that it's speaking about one particular person. I take it to mean anyone who lives like this. And I like to think about that tree that's planted by the waters. It says it brings forth his fruit in his season. You know, the trees, gardens, plants, they bring forth fruit in seasons. And sometimes it's good for us to consider our life like that, because maybe we go through what we maybe consider drought times or hard times, and we might wonder, you know, if you are a Christian, if I'm a Christian, we might wonder, well, where's the fruit of my life? I don't see the fruit I'd like to see. Well, we need to be patient. A lot of the Christian life takes patience. And so just like a tree brings forth his season, fruit in seasons, that's how it is with us, I believe. There's times that all of a sudden there'll be some fruit in our life, there's some fruitfulness, but there's also a lot of times that we don't really see that much fruit, maybe. And so we shouldn't be discouraged. Just think about these allegories here, like the tree, he doesn't bring forth fruit, but once in a while in its season, yet it's alive. It's drinking and getting nourishment from the river and from the soil and nutrients. So it is with you and I. We can be planted with Christ by faith. We live by faith. We live by his words, as it says in Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Jesus spoke of eating and drinking of him. And so we need to, it's good for us to be in the Word and being rooted and built up in it. And as back as it says here too, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. That was the contrast. Rather than the evil things, the godly will delight in God's law. And he does meditate in it day and night. So how is it with you and with me? Something gives us something to go for. And so I pray that we'll be inspired to do so. Okay, God bless your day, and that's all I have for now. Bye now.